Coffee. Live from the Carriage House at the Egghead.com compound, episode 119, A Sensitive Boy. We've got me, Silky Smooth, Bobby, and Joel Train for a second. This week we talk about... doodling. We talk about doodling. We get into a really pretty deep conversation with Bobby about the way things go when he's on the show. And I, Austin / Egghead, say some things that were perhaps not correct. I said we're trying to figure out what Bobby's place is on the show, and I made the claim that the show is different when he is on it, which I will stick with, but I also made the claim that the show is not as funny, which is not the case at all. The show's pretty dang funny when he's on it. It's just different, and you'll hear that conversation and see how it goes. Other things we talk about are... Let's see. Being misunderstood by everyone. And, looking for ladies. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. No, that's not it. I was looking at numbers recently, and do us a favor, and if you're listening to the show, like, it looks as though we're getting a decent amount of listeners, do us a favor, leave reviews on iTunes, or, give us a call. The phone number might be broken, but I think I still get messages from it. So, use phone number, email us, snortcoffee@gmail.com. I think the Facebook page can be accessed through ADCP Show. There's Twitter at snortcoffee. Any of those options, like, let us know, because we're interested to hear what you guys have to say. And with the numbers that I'm seeing, you're seemingly out there, so let us know. Even if you know us, even if you don't like the show, let us know what you think we could do to make it better. Or make it worse. Thanks. Really, though. Like, seriously. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Oh, yeah, I forget to say bye-bye at the end. Bye-bye. Beans, you want to give me a good loud thanks for listening? Okay. All right, go ahead. Do you want to try one that's a little quieter and you can actually understand? Yeah, I didn't. I'm so loud. No? Last chance. You gotta be closer if you're gonna do that.
On this friendship right here.
I was thinking of myself.
That you would fully, like,
you'd much rather watch him masturbate into a mirror than me. I appreciate that.
No, actually, that's not true.
In a way, I'm cool with it.
That's not true somehow.
That's exactly what
I know
you
Austin
said.
Way too well. I was thinking myself, not Austin.
But the truth is, you said it would be much worse to watch me masturbate into a mirror than him. Which in reverse means it would be much better for you to watch him masturbate into a mirror than me.
Oh, man. I'm going to say that's not true, too.
I like
it. It's not cool to watch anybody masturbate into a mirror. Dudes, at least. Maybe it's kind of hot if a chick does it.
I have faith. I think Joel's going to try it here in the near future. I have faith.
No. I like routine. I think it's going to take me longer than 7 minutes. I don't like that aspect of it.
I don't like catching a reflection of myself in the monitor.
I don't like standing up.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
Sometimes,
like, oh, that's kind of creepy.
Sometimes
I want to make sure I'm doing it right, though. I want that other perspective. Like, does that look like it's what it should be? Is that what it's supposed to look like? Is that what's going
hey,
on?
Hey, one of them's moving again.
Well, we brought it back to life.
Damn it, sure
maybe
it is.
Maybe I knocked him out.
Oh, he's out for the count. It wasn't until the self-masturbation mirror-looking talk that he got, like, perked up.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on? I just smiled and laughed so much that my fucking cheeks hurt right now.
I love that.
That was a great I'm proud of that one.
Are we leaving California for a while?
I don't know, man. Notes? I was thinking about hitting the road.
I think really? You're now disappointed you didn't.
It's 3 o'clock.
Is it 3 o'clock already?
Yeah, computer.
Yep, that's right. Okay.
Did we just say hello?
Well, no, we haven't started a new show yet.
Yeah.
Or did we?
Saying goodbye. We don't actually know what we've done now.
We're a little bit long for 2 shows in a row right now.
How many shows have we done?
4. This would be 4 if we do another one.
Okay.
We just finished 4. I
think we've done 4 since I've
0-1, 1-2, 2-3. Yeah.
So this would be
5.
Yeah. I feel like if we got to 4, that I feel like if it was 3, I would be like, you need to man up. We got to get 4.
I still got lots of shit to talk about, but I'm awake and I don't have my kids this weekend, so.
Yeah, I'm falling asleep.
That's how I am.
I'm getting
fucking snort coffee, dude.
I'm getting texts from the wife, though, but I'm cool with it because I'm mad at her, so fuck her.
Take that.
Yeah, man.
Mrs.
I got, man. I don't think I've tried beers and snort coffee.
I've never tried snort coffee. Should I do it?
Yeah.
It's enjoyable, dude.
You haven't tried that snorting coffee?
That's espresso grind. So it's good. It's literally like dust.
Lay one out for me.
Certainly less painful than the chuck full of nuts that we did
or,
the first
and
time.
And don't do
tank.
Yeah.
Tank's not a great idea.
We got
it's an experience,
bill?
You know?
Can I get a rolled up bill or something?
You know how many money?
You got a bill?
No. Dude, I'm broke.
Guess not.
Broke as fuck.
You're going to have to haul out a cigarette.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's not going to work.
Nah, you don't think too.
Well,
too
if late. I can't get them to snort it with, then fuck it.
Any excuse.
You don't need
to
anything
out
to snort it with. You just.
Too low.
So, are we doing another show or no? Or is anybody up for another show?
I'll give you another half hour. Do an abbreviated or something. I don't know.
I'm in to close out that hour, all right. But. That reminds me of my.
After 4. I don't know if I can get away with that after 4.
Yeah. Well, that brings me to my. I had mentioned that I'd ask you for 2 favors this evening.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your couch for
a
few hours?
Yeah, that's fine.
I thought that'd go over all
right. Oh, fuck. You want to do another hour past that then?
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet. I have to go to the shop tomorrow, so it really doesn't make sense to drive home and drive back.
I'm not going to be up till 2 in the afternoon tomorrow, so. Maybe a little bit earlier because I got shit to do.
I just snorted coffee.
Yeah, how'd it go for you?
I don't know how far it got up. I'm not getting any drip.
No.
Of course,
give it time. Give it time.
Yeah, you won't really notice, and it'll be a little chunkier than you expect.
I don't want to say I'm used to snorting coke, but you get kind of an immediate throat.
Yeah, if you really get it.
I don't have any
throat
feeling whatsoever.
It's weird. It was a pretty small little bump, too.
Should be enough to taste it in the back.
So, you got the pukers on snort coffee.
Those guys
if you type in snort coffee, it's not our website, so help us hook that up.
You go to a lot of YouTube videos of dickwads snorting, like...
It's ridiculous.
Phenomenon that started after our show changed, I
think simultaneously.
It's at least when I started looking for it, so...
Mm-hmm. That's what I figured.
Yep.
My left nostril snorted this coffee in is cold. Is that normal?
No. Maybe. No, it's not.
I haven't noticed a temperature change in my nostrils.
I don't think that... Your nose doesn't sound real clear, dude. Give me a little sniff. Let me see. They see. That doesn't sound.
I'm perpetually head stuffed.
I usually am, but I'm kind of clear this evening. I might do a bump.
Let's do another one.
Got one.
Let's do another one.
Yeah?
I want a line, though. I want to go
if you're ready for a line.
You got to do it yourself.
I want to go front page website style.
That's a big house. Have a party.
Okay, so you got pukers out there. Snorting coffee on YouTube. La-di-da. I'm so funny.
One issue that I saw with the pukers, one, like, they were just, like, kids.
Yeah.
Like
being smart asses.
Immediately. And then I saw some dude who mixed it up with sugar.
Really?
Yeah, and then I saw snorted. That. I saw that. I saw that. Weird. It wasn't. It
was, any more, Matt?
He did, like, yeah. a fat so, fucking. Yeah. He did, like, a log.
A huge amount.
He did
yeah.
a log, really. Yeah, he didn't do a rail. He did a log.
And didn't puke until, like, late into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he just kept fucking going, and it was mixed with shit. Didn't make any sense. It seemed like he was trying to fucking puke. So.
Yeah.
In the Dunes Inn, before I walk, back I was like, I'm going to hit this.
Yeah, we broke it out.
I'm going to hit this little thing. It's the pod that the espresso comes in. So I just stuck my nose up to the open hole.
That you just brought on a plane?
That I just brought on a plane, yeah, no big whoop.
For fucking security.
Yep. What up?
You can't even keep up with the drugs.
Snort coffee.
What now, nigga?
Without the N-word, but yes.
I stuck my nose up onto this little hole in the pouch.
I should have.
Snored the fuck out of it.
Should not have.
And totally puked all over the place.
For real?
What?
Puked in the sink, really. It wasn't all over the place, but yes, totally puked.
It's like, the first I've heard of this shit.
Really honked it.
There's side effects?
Oh my God, I'm totally going to puke. It was a lot. Like, I took a full bag. This little pouch is tight.
Right.
When it's red. I know. When it's new.
Yeah, they're crazy, kind
of. There's, like, if you're really partying on one of these pouches, you're going to have it for 2 weeks, probably.
Really
I hate it. Yeah.
Really, like, yeah. every day.
Yeah. If you're really pounding the shit. I hit it and took maybe an eighth out of the bag, and it was like, whoa.
Wow. In the weed terms?
An eighth out of the bag.
Percentage-wise of that.
Fractions, dude. Heard of it?
Way to ruin it.
Yeah.
Way to fuck
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, so that's about, don't do a lot, but do some.
Yeah. I did too much.
You didn't do too much.
No,
yet.
No.
You'd be all right. Yeah.
I've had this thing my whole life.
I just snorted the other 7/8 of your bump, so I think I'm okay.
Do you guys
I
ever
think
doodle?
You're okay, rather.
Like draw?
No, actually, no.
Just doodle.
Rarely.
Does that mean poop?
I mean drawing doodle.
Not really.
Well, I doodle, and when I doodle, I have a central theme, Thank and it's you. Been this way since
You're
elementary
welcome,
school.
I love bringing it.
I
love drinking it.
I doodle.
I'm going to get some.
I doodle soon. The word zippy.
That's really weird.
Anytime I'm just bullshit and doodling.
Really?
The word zippy, dude, since I was in elementary.
That's really weird.
I may have written the word zippy hundreds of thousands of times in my life. Z-I-P-P-Y. I don't even know where I got it from.
That's how you spell it.
But I'm not kidding you. Since elementary school, I've doodled the word zippy, and I don't even know where it comes from.
That's really weird.
It's creepy weird.
Yeah. Man.
It's beyond creepy weird. And it makes me think I will one day be the subject of a horror movie.
I don't know about that, but
seems
that
a stretch.
It's a little. I don't know if it's creepy.
You should
as much
get that tattooed on you, man.
You should.
I've actually thought about
yeah,
it, man.
Fucking zippy.
Yeah, a bunch of them over and over again. Like
it would be hilarious to have like zippy written in a really aggressive, like on your neck. Like
hell yeah.
Only crazy people get neck tattoos.
Yeah.
Mine says zippy.
But that has no point.
I think
Marissa's
got a new nickname.
But I'm not kidding you. To this day, if I'm sitting around bored. And I'm fucking doodling.
Yeah.
The word zippy will end up
That's
on
really
the page
weird.
Somewhere. Yeah, not saying weird. I write it 100 times.
Yeah.
I'm saying
it's
it ends
there.
Up there.
Yeah.
One place
huh.
or another.
I'm be damned.
Think you need to see an analyst.
I don't know where that comes I've never told anybody that before in my entire
nice.
Life.
That's really strange.
But I'm not kidding you, dude. Since elementary.
Huh.
Like, since I remember anything,
yeah.
I've doodled the word zippy.
That's weird.
That is right. so weird.
Welcome to Snort Coffee. We got zippy. Silky Smooth. I think Joel Train's on his way out.
Yeah, I'm on my way out.
And me, hi. You can find us places.
People and things.
On Twitter at Snort Coffee. It's been lacking content lately. I've been the strong side of that content lately, and it's kind of sad.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a couple of cross sticks in there that are fun. Fucking hard. Yeah. Give us some Snort Coffee across sticks. Hashtag it, and that'll be fun. Snortcoffee.com. Join the forums there and bullshit with us. 937-551-1040.
Easy.
It's easy. Call it, text it. Text it, man. That'd be cool. Everybody's leaving, I think.
Be careful, Zippy.
Zippy's breaking my bike, I think.
I stepped on someone.
And the sounds of a garage door opening.
Sorry.
Thank you.
All
right. Bye, Joel.
Bye.
Thanks for coming out,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for having me over. It's good to see you again, Sucky Smith. Bye, Grizz.
You too, Joel Train.
Awesome to go fuck himself.
Thanks, dude. I need to pee.
Piss by your garbage cans.
It's a good plan. Simultaneous pissings. Sweet.
Urination madness.
It's pee everywhere. Vampire cock, dude. It's a great show title that I can't use at all.
Why?
Because I don't think I can use it.
It's a rooster.
I got to put it on Facebook.
It's a rooster.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get busted for the word cock.
No. But still,
I don't know.
Nice.
Good.
You're open in the backyard if you want.
Nah, I can make it.
All right. Or the bathroom. Pardon me. Garage door closed.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make it.
I don't know.
Little way of being an asshole.
Hold on, no. Light needs to be on. Just for a quick second. I want you to check out my chair.
You sitting on a G-Bug? There's your spike, dude. Nice.
Like, that thing has never been flatter.
Nope.
Not once.
Is it flat? Sweet. All right, I'm going to go pee.
Enjoy.
I'm not sure if I'm much longer for this place.
Longer enough for me to pee?
Oh, yeah.
You're still long right now.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. I'm a little embarrassed about the Zippy story. Can we recant that offer?
I don't think so.
Because now that the more I think about it that you guys bring it up, that it's weird.
It's kind of weird. It's not that weird. You're all right.
Yeah, but when I said it, I thought everybody was going to connect to it. Like I thought everybody was going to have their own thing. And like I was alone on an island.
Actually, no. That's weird. I draw little palm trees when I doodle.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I think sometimes you get into something that you know how to draw, and it makes, and
yeah,
like you said, since junior high.
This is a word, though.
You're more
it's not
verbal
drawing
than...
That's weird.
Yeah.
Zippy had to have come from somewhere, though. I think. I don't know.
A lot, I'm sure. I don't know what Zippy is, or who Zippy is.
Would it be funny if, like, Zippy was the nickname of one of my uncles? I've been molested, and this is how I'm finding
Zippy.
Out.
It's your repressed memory. Uncle Zippy, how could you?
Oh, shit. You know, I do tornadoes. You ever doodle tornadoes?
I have, actually.
You just take a, just go, and then you make it smaller as you go on.
Yeah.
And it turns into, I've done that forever, too.
Hell yeah.
That's weird, though. Like, tornadoes make sense. Yeah, now that I've said it out loud.
Because they look kind of cool.
Right.
You used to do that
but
once.
But Zippy is now,
around,
like
cool.
Now that I've said it out loud, because I'm not sure if I've ever said that out loud, like that word. I've always written it, but
there
now
you
that,
go. That's kind of weird.
Now that I've said it, it sounds so creepy. I'm a little worried about myself now. This podcast is turning into a therapy session for me sometimes. I'm done here, dude. This might be my last fucking episode.
Well, he's had a breakthrough.
I don't know. I'm not suited for this, I don't think. I want to talk about too much weird shit.
You're a sensitive boy, and you've got a big opinion.
I know, but I think it might be detrimental, in a way.
No, you're just scared.
Do what?
He's just scared of learning about himself.
Can you turn that off? Thank you.
Heard it.
Oh, did you?
You did.
Oh, sweet.
I'm just trying to be honest here. I'm saying it for you without you having to say it.
I'm listening.
I think it's detrimental, I think, sometimes.
For you or for what?
I think for everything.
Certainly for our listeners.
If nothing else, Matt gets some like sharp little
just
spines in there. Like,
comments.
I'm just saying, like, I get on something and I go, I think I'm misunderstood in a way. I go too deep sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't even think the subject matter is too deep. I think the presentation of the subject matter makes it too deep.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not necessarily, the way it comes out is not necessarily ever my intention.
No, I imagine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's meant to just cause discussion. I think the way I say it just makes it sound so dire.
I think if we could have you or
water.
Quarter you, yeah, water you down a little
water
bit.
Water you down a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think half. I think 25%.
Yeah, half or quarter you. I think you're good to go.
But I don't know how to do that. So I don't think I'm ever going to meet that.
Well, do you want me to start saying shh?
Hey. But that's gonna I'm gonna take that personal.
Yeah, you're
that's gonna bring up a whole other topic.
Yeah. You're gonna get all pissed off about it.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I can't hang out with you anymore. Just keep on going.
You get what I'm saying? But it's funny as shit, but it's true. Like that probably if you did that, that probably brings up another topic.
Well, every time I say something, like it's critical. I can see a look in your face. It's like, all right.
You know what I think it is? Oh, man.
You're a sensitive boy.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Nothing wrong with that.
But you hear me talk about subjects that you necessarily don't have to agree on or disagree on. You just hear me talking about it, and I'm the same way. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it necessarily is argumentative as it is as much as whether I thought the person I was talking to was going to take the opposition opinion or not. I'm still saying it the same way. You see what I mean?
Yes.
No. But yeah.
No, I'm with you.
I can't fix that. That's what I'm saying.
I think you're trying to potentially fill empty space that's almost empty intentionally.
Yeah.
And I think you're trying to fill it too hard.
But I think in some ways, the idea of me being able to go off so often, the idea that whatever space that is filling, it's still there.
It's there, but it's I think long run. It's you get a joke, then you get a tangent that you go off on. But I think that empty space that's there for 2 seconds leads to something else that's stupid. That might go a different direction and ends up being funnier.
And I sometimes won't allow it to go.
Yes.
I stay on.
Potentially, yes.
I ride it. I hang a light on it.
Not so bad, but yes. You go off on your tangent that ends up like doing whatever.
Because once I hear something else, I want to bring it back to, wait a minute, have I not fulfilled?
Have I not fulfilled
my side of the argument? Do I need to keep fulfilling my side of the argument?
There's some of that, certainly.
Yeah,
but
I hear you. That's true.
Could it also be you split off on something else in a sentence rather than a paragraph, and, okay, we take that joke somewhere else? Or if it's a joke or if it's whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, honestly, we just label these particular episodes as what they are. We just need to come up with a whole separate, like, this is now going to get kind of fucking awkward.
If they're not
sound,
all,
it's going to sound like people are mad at each other.
I'm relatively positive that if awkward isn't the overwhelming, like,
I don't think this show's very awkward.
You don't think so?
No. For the most part, I think people
not till
are
I show up.
Uncomfortable.
I feel like too often that I make it sound like people are upset with each other.
That's just because you're loud.
I guess so.
Whatever.
I just want to cry.
Yeah, I know. You're a sensitive boy.
I have the uncanny ability to take a stupid subject and turn it into something serious.
Yeah. Or something.
But I think while I'm doing that, I'm being funny. And maybe it's not.
I haven't heard any serious subjects. Am I missing something?
Yeah, like you're taking off in just a direction that none of the rest of us are understanding of. You got a lot of TV watching going on there.
Oh yeah.
I'm not a fan of TV. I don't watch any of the fucking shit you watch. Whatever, I don't care.
I'm not gonna watch that show.
Yeah, like anything media, like I've got nothing. I know some of it, but I'm like, I don't have that same kind of whatever with it.
Yeah, but see, my problem is, if I say Fringe and you guys say Feh, I take it personal that now every fucking TV, now you're only rejecting my TV suggestions because you got the original idea that my first TV suggestion was bad.
No, I just think suggesting is the bad part. It's like, fuck it. If you want to watch it, watch it. If you don't, whatever. I don't fucking care.
Right, I got you. I just always feel
if you take offense at your suggesting that I watch The Fringe, but I don't watch it, and you get mad about that, then you're out of luck.
Yeah, you know?
It's just not going to happen.
Because I always feel attacked.
It's not that at all. It's just,
no, I'm saying that's how I feel. Yeah. That's where the problem comes in.
But you're
not the intentions on my end.
Right. You know? No, I got you. That's where I have such conflicts.
Your loudness and domination of the conversation invites conflict.
Shut up.
You have to fight to get in, so you're always going to be fought against.
That's why I want to know if it's just a better idea for me not to fucking show up.
I don't need that.
You're still kind of our friend, so it's okay. I'm being dead honest.
The show is different when you're not here.
Yeah. Better.
I wouldn't say better. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. There's between.
I've never recognized that. I've never thought of that.
It's just different. Between the shows that I've listened to, and there's been more of them because it just happened to work out that way. Everybody's got your scheduling conflictions.
Yeah, but I've noticed you being less pissed off if I don't make it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you don't make enough of.
No, I'm saying like, whereas in the beginning, if I didn't make two or three in a row, I'd catch a little bit of shit. Now I don't catch any shit whatsoever.
I don't give anybody shit now.
However, anybody doesn't make sure I'm like, all right.
If you get invited,
I'm just telling you how
the
I have two brains.
You're saying when I'm not upset when you have the kids for a weekend and I don't come.
Okay. Yeah. I don't catch any shit.
And I don't change the weekend to a different weekend.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I get less shit about it.
Okay.
There's less jokes of.
I'll give you that.
And I'm saying I have two brains. Yeah, I have the brain that can't help but take that personal.
I will give you that.
And I have the other brain that realizes that's not really where it was intended.
Yeah. No, but it's different. I'm not saying it's worse. I'm not saying it's better, but it's different.
I haven't even recognized the difference. Like, I can't, you know, if I think about funny moments in the show, I can't say I've even noticed, as loud
as Joel can get. He still doesn't impose himself as much as I would.
That's the having and quartering, though, I think.
Yeah.
Like, if we can have and quarter you, or quarter you, good to go. I can't say it really better than that, you know? And I don't mean any fucking personal shit. I know how you are.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do that, though. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's where I brought up the idea, is it's just better to not be here. Because the intention of this podcast has an intention. And if I'm fucking bringing it down, then I don't want to be part of that either.
The intention is to get my buddies around a fucking computer and some microphones and see what's going on.
Well, then I guess you'll just have to deal with me then, I guess.
Yeah. I wouldn't fucking...
You wouldn't change me for the world, would you?
Not for the world, Bobby.
I'm not even real happy that this whole conversation has gone this direction.
I think it's interesting.
I'm super fucking crazy when it comes to the fact... I feel like I have two split brains. I have a brain that makes me crazy and makes me have my things.
No.
And then I have the brain that is logical.
And looks at that other brain and like, what are you doing?
Yeah, hates other people that do crazy shit. Yeah. And then also knows that this other brain I got is doing crazy shit.
Well, that everybody does.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's what everybody has. That's what everybody deals with.
Yeah.
But my two brains are fucking bruised from fighting.
They're just loud, dude. That's all.
They beat each other up.
Matt and I's way quieter.
My shit beats each other up.
Yeah, we still hear it. We still got that, but quieter.
Less punching involved?
Maybe a little bit.
I feel like my two brains
beat the fuck each other up. You should minimize the fight and realize that real life is in the middle.
I guess. I don't know. This is like therapy, I guess.
You guys are my therapists.
Give me some money.
Oh, you're
tyrannicatanial tanicisms. Isn't that what you said?
One, totalitarian, tyrannical. Wait, no, I don't want tyrannical. Benevolent dictatorship. But totalitarian.
Huh?
Did you get more cigarettes?
From where?
From here.
No, I got one left in my pack. That's your, I'm going to take your last cigarette.
I don't care. There's two more there.
Oh, that'll blow me some.
Unroll.
Uh-huh. That's going to work out real well.
I got more than
Todd. Oh, in that case, sure.
I don't know.
It's a different show. Whether it's better or not, I don't know, honestly. I laugh more when it's the three of us, quite honestly. But I don't know that that's a better, makes for a better show. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something to be said for conversations that go in a different direction than I'm used to.
What's fucked up, though, is that, honestly, at the beginning of what I start saying, my only intention is to be funny. And it gets out of hand with me. You know, I'm not sure. Sometimes I start from a premise that I think lightly could be funny, and I go too fucking crazy with it.
I do that, too. And it's hard to kind of repress that to where I'm just being over the top funny, which I'm which nobody's ever.
But also sometimes my expectations of what I'm trying to be funny is only going to be funny if everybody notches themselves up to that same intensity.
Oh, well,
you know what I'm saying? Trouble. Like maybe the shit that I'm starting to try to be funny with is only going to work if everybody else goes to my level, which is no chance of happening. That's you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to happen. That's an unreasonable expectation.
Because it goes from nothing to legs up to access butt sex for missionary position instantly. That's what you're saying, basically?
I guess, yeah. Like, you'd almost have to go – you'd almost have to take your mind to that fucking level. Whereas when you heard that, it wasn't a surprise to you because you were already there.
Yeah.
Right? So then you can react to that.
And surprise isn't necessary. Like, I don't know.
Maybe, you know what, fuckers? Maybe I'm ahead of my time.
Maybe we just need to cut it like two sentences.
I could try, dude, but I think I'll be bored. I don't know.
You're totally going to be bored. That's
well,
okay.
I'm not going to be here.
Awkward and bored. Those are the two over-encompassing.
Those are the themes of the show?
Yeah, I think so. Racism. Snorting stuff. Yeah, man. Like, it's a mellow show, and you're not a very mellow dude.
Right.
I don't know what to say about that, but...
I wouldn't say it's a mellow show, probably only because of Bobby's involvement, you know?
You're
on a good half of the shows, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably about right.
I'd say half, yeah.
Yeah.
I came up with Pornado on the very first show, is all I'm saying.
I don't remember that. Nice.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of porn.
Everybody got a lot of kick out of
it. Yep.
Oh, I think I
But you don't get the Pornado unless you ratcheted it up to there already. You know what I'm saying?
I think it worked because it was like, oh, it's like a Pornado.
Yeah, but Pornado's already got to be on your radar.
Like first thing on show, though, I think.
I know, but I'm proud of that.
You should be.
Because I got to laugh, and it's one of the only shows I've listened to. Selfishly, I like the shit that I get a laugh out of, but that's dwindling lately.
You gotta stop talking so much.
I guess. You're right.
That's my answer to it.
Then I get distracted, though. Then I sit here and listen to a whole run.
Yeah.
Purposely not talking.
That's what you do, I think.
And then not follow the run.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't remember. That's why I get a kick out of listening to the shows when I do show notes, is because I don't remember what the fuck said. I don't have a fucking clue what's said on the show. Not a clue.
Yeah, if you listen, you'll be surprised.
Not a clue.
We shouldn't have said that.
I don't have an idea. Like, there's a bunch of times where it's like, I'm totally sitting there, but I don't remember what was said. I don't pay attention. No offense to you guys, but...
Oh, it happens to me all the time. Then I'll be like, fuck. I gotta
especially when shit's going on.
30 seconds and get back in the conversation.
Yeah. When shit's going on, like...
I don't know. Okay. Can I break it down this way? Sometimes I feel like that I'm trying to, I'm maybe going over the top in doing so, but I'm trying to help the random improvisational crazy shit of the podcast because I'm comparing it to shit that I like, maybe. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'll hear legitimate.
So Corolla goes off on rants, and you're like, I should be going off on a rant right now if they're.
Well, because when. No, but not that simple. It breaks down a little deeper to when Corolla goes off on rants, I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. If there is a place for that to be heard, and I feel similarly about stuff, then maybe there's a place for this to be heard.
Have a quarter of that, and you're good to go.
I feel like a chicken. You can buy chickens in halves and quarters. Like, you only want one leg?
I thought it was three legs.
That might be a quarter, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Well, half would be one thigh, one leg, one breast.
Sure.
One wing.
Sure.
Yeah.
One face.
Half a face.
If there were birthday party themes with chicken beaks. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Again, listeners.
You guys are being loyal as fuck.
Yeah, man.
Catch that one.
That was a good one. See that? Perfect. You're good.
Well, no. Because I felt, from the beginning, I got the stigma of Captain of the Callbacks. Which I immediately felt.
That was like show three.
Right. And because you kind of run the show, I immediately felt like I was impeding on your idea of the show structure from that. Because I take everything to so sensitive.
From what?
So this is a, you know what I'm saying? This is a long history of feeling like I've been fucking this whole thing up.
I was just giving shit, dude.
I know, dude. But I'm saying.
Were you here with Joel when he said I was. I want to give him shit about getting a degree.
Right, but you know what else you gave somebody shit about?
Yeah.
Hup being so silent. Guess where Hup is? Not on the show anymore.
But
you see what I mean? You see where I associate those two things?
I guess, but Hup's got a whole different situation.
Right, I know, but you see where I can connect it? Okay, Hup gets shit about being so silent. Hup's no longer on the show.
But only
I get shit about being Captain Callback. Once. Does that need to be eliminated? Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you're taking it completely the wrong way. If that's
yes, left side.
No, because I think it's funny, but I'm gonna give you shit about it.
If if Austin didn't want you on the show, I don't think he'd let you know because that's what happened to Chris Brown. Yeah. So
that took a long time, though. I may just be in a longer process.
You've been on the show significantly longer.
Yeah. But I'm saying maybe we're really slowing down the process. Maybe the getting less pissed about me not showing up is part of the long, slow process of doing the Chris Brown
thing. That'd be a long, slow process, like better than like 2 years.
No, because I'm still happy
year and a half
that you were able to show tonight.
Maybe he's really committed to this long, slow process.
It's a different show, but I don't know if it's any worse, dude.
I guess. I can accept that, except I have a hard time believing that that's how you feel. Does that make any sense?
It's honestly not as funny, but I don't know that makes it worse.
Well, I don't want to be here. Well,
I quite honestly didn't want anything to do with the fucking kids conversation. I thought that was boring as fuck. No offense to anybody for their topics. All my topics are boring as fuck. But like the being taxed for having kids conversation fucked me up. Like I was not interested in that at all.
I took that on for a long time.
Everybody did, and I wanted nothing to do with it. But what do you do? I don't know. You know, like I love having everybody over here to fucking talk. It's interesting. It's like something. What do you do?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. No. But it's our show, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but it's not because you do all the work and we all recognize it. But we know we leave here and magically it shows up on the internet.
Right, but that's nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not our show. It's your show. You're the one doing all the work for it.
But the work isn't anything.
No, the work is the whole thing. It doesn't exist without the work.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
it doesn't exist without either side, you know? If you didn't have people come over to talk, you wouldn't have much to put on the internet.
Yeah.
No, you could put yourself on the internet.
Well, that's true.
That ain't happening.
But if you can't put it on the internet, then it doesn't exist.
Certainly.
So that's stronger argument, right? That's my problem.
The relevancy of but that doesn't really
it's
matter.
It's definitely Austin's show. There's no doubt.
Right, which is what I've always struggled with. I've always been afraid to announce suggestions or opinions.
Well, that's silly. I think that's
just expecting to get shot down.
Show.
That's all. Right.
Dude, I've known you long enough that I don't say anything without expecting to get shot down.
All right, that's good. Yeah,
I don't understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Apparently, the theme
negative.
Of me.
I've never realized.
I don't know if it's negative as much as just I'll shoot it down.
Okay, and I never noticed.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy about that?
But it might just because I'm full of them myself and don't take offense at them.
And this could be okay. This is mostly my personality problem, but I've noticed it more with you. Well, okay, I interact more with you too, so maybe that's not fair. You know what I notice more interacting with you than anybody else, which is not fair anyways because I interact with you more than anybody else. Does that make sense?
Sounds so nice you said it twice.
But when you shoot it down, it sounds so for real.
Oh, yeah. I mean it if I shoot it down.
No, but I'm saying not even just you. I'm saying beyond you. Now I'm questioning if that's really how it is sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've always felt that way. Like, okay, well... Fuck, like, what do you mean he does? Fuck!
We had a decent conversation about 9/11 a couple weeks ago, sometime, and I was like, I said some shit that I thought was like, that's about right. And I'm like, who knows?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of shot that down, I guess. You think Bush did it?
I don't know. No, I'm saying the opposite is out there. That was my opinion. Like, it's possible.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it probable.
Doesn't.
Well, you form opinions on probable.
Doesn't. I mean, who the fuck knows? That's some shit.
Are you calling it 50-50?
Might as well be.
Yeah, well.
I like to shoot shit down.
I know.
That's about it.
I'm a sensitive boy.
You're a sensitive boy. Be sensitive boy part one, sensitive boy part two.
But I don't know how to fix that.
Sensitive
what
boy
I'm saying.
Part three.
It's been a major theme.
Name's the show, dude. Peace long home. I like you being here, dude.
Well, that's what I've been waiting on for 3 hours.
Is that what you want?
No.
Apparently so.
No, that's not what I want.
It should be what you're looking for.
You got an orange lighter?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I got two of them.
All right.
Let's catch a chair.
What the fuck?
How full is yours?
I don't know.
Mine's brand new.
Doesn't matter.
They sound the same.
All right. Do dogs smell that they have water in their bowls? We got off on that conversation a while ago. I read on a string cheese wrapper that elephants can smell water from 5 to 10 miles away or something shit like
nice.
That.
That's useful.
Seems convenient.
Yeah.
You're in a desert.
Yeah, exactly.
Little water.
Yeah, 5 to 10 miles away.
Smell it over
smell
there.
It.
Look at the fucking nose on them.
Last one,
makes sense.
Beers.
I'm sorry. You want the rest of that one?
No.
You can have it.
No.
I think still got water.
Mix it with water and split it.
There you go. That's a good plan. How much is in here? About half, if you want. So the dog, like, it seems as though my dog will not drink any water while I'm gone because he doesn't necessarily know, like, I assume
back.
when he's going to get any more, go and pee or whatever.
Right. That's what I think.
I come home from work and dog bowl is always as full as I left it.
Really?
So I assume that he's, like, saving it in case I don't come back.
See, I assume he just doesn't want to have to pee.
You think?
Yeah.
You think your dog is, like, that freaked out by peeing in your house?
I think so, unfortunately.
Well, I don't keep my dog in my house. I keep it in a cage while I'm gone.
Yeah.
And when if lately it's been getting hotter.
Yeah.
And on the couple of days where I felt it was hotter than it's been, I would put the dog bowl in the water bowl in the cage.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like she ever drinks it
in it all at all.
So okay. Why put
that,
it in there?
That answers the maybe to pee question. Well, it kind of answers
that
question.
Because dogs will not piss or shit where they sleep.
I'm pretty sure they will eventually, but yeah.
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, well, yeah. It's coming out one way or the other. You're right. But I'm saying as a general rule.
Okay, so the dog will, I'll be home for a while to the point where the dog starts drinking some water out of his bowl. Then drinks it all and doesn't really seem to pay attention. I'll fill up the water. And, like, it seems as though he's not thirsty, but he knows the water's there. Like, I don't know how to explain it, really.
Holy shit, is that 3:37?
Yeah, it's late, dude.
Oh, I gotta go. Right. Let's finish the dog water bowl thought.
Well, that's about it. I don't know.
He doesn't hear you fill it?
No. He'll be outside.
Oh, okay.
He'll be outside, and I'll fill it while he's gone, like, when he's outside, and then comes back in and isn't concerned with water like I would kind of imagine he would be.
Like go straight to it.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't had it in a while.
Right, yeah.
Well, only because my dog has a routine of anytime it gets let back inside, it goes right to the water.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I don't notice that because...
My routine is I fill up the water bowl sometimes whenever. And
I kind of fill up the water... I refresh the water bowl. I don't even fill it up. I'll change it anytime I think about it.
Yeah.
I go fresh because I try to give it the best chance of having cold water as possible.
Right. Dogs love cold water.
So
love
like,
it. It's like their favorite fucking thing is cold, cold water.
Well, even if I'm just in the kitchen and, you know,
fucking cold water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll put ice cubes.
Cold water.
You better put ice cubes in the dog water bowl?
Fucking ice cubes, yeah.
I do ice cubes.
No, but the dog loves ice cubes.
Yeah.
Bastards.
I poured Sprite in my dog's water bowl the other day. I was like, why? I like it. Why wouldn't she?
I'm pissed off because my dog woke me up in the middle of the night.
She drank it.
Sleeping on the fucking recliner in there last night. My dog woke me up because the peanut butter and fucking dog treat sandwiches that I gave him last night apparently weren't enough because he was freaked out about food. Little bastard.
Was hungry? Or just...
I think he thinks he's hungry. Huh. But he fucking had a sandwich and a half, dude. That's more than the dog food he gets.
Yeah. All right.
Cock. Fucking dog.
Probably just wanted the food that he was used to as a routine.
Maybe, yeah. Or one like, more peanut butter sandwiches.
Well, that too.
He's freaking out because, like, oh, that dude made peanut butter sandwiches,
and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Or is it like it's that was a treat, and treats are great, but treats aren't dinner, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't get my dinner.
That could be. Yeah, that could be. Fucking, if he's used to a treat of a peanut butter fucking sandwich, though, what an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't do that shit.
No,
that dog,
I figured
like,
he was used to
the out of the dining room. No. I don't do that shit when dogs are around when I'm eating.
Right, I'm bouncing.
What way to be an asshole? It's always open the garage door at this point. And lights. Wow.
Yeah, we got really used to the not having light really quick.
It's really nice. Like, no lights is... Candles was a good idea. Yeah, it's a little weird, but nice.
I'll just have one little lamp in the corner at my place.
Yeah.
Won't happen.
We'll totally do that, dude. I'm up for it.
I guess I could just stay inside and watch TV. Fringe, even.
I think you're being a little sensitive.
I'm totally being sensitive.
Yeah, I think you're all right. I don't mind you being on show, dude.
I got really drunk today.
That'll happen.
Arnold
dude.
Palmer.
Was fucking ripped last night.
Yeah.
Wasted.
We all start a thing where, like, if that happens, and even though I said I'm not coming to Frigger's, because by the time all that happens,
yeah,
I should be asleep. I might be able to start pulling a little, like,
yeah,
hour out of the house.
That wasn't up to me, though.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Onward, soldier.
Right, man. Thanks for coming out, dude.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Been on rocky ground over here all night. Sorry, like uneven that. Concrete.
I need to resurface.
I keep adjusting like, oh, I'm not on all four.
Sounds about right. I lean back most of the time. I think that's what makes it significantly more comfortable.
I've been doing that, but I'm yeah, kind of afraid of that with
it's
this
a little,
chair.
It's a little scary, but it's sturdier than you think it is, I think.
It seems to be.
Yeah.
Is that Bobby's?
Yeah.
That was a long, crazy conversation.
Sensitive boy.
I guess.
I might be talking out of turn, but he's going through a phase of thinking that everybody's out against him, I think.
Yeah.
And he's a funny dude if he just shut up a little bit. Like, I don't know how to say that other than saying he's a funny dude, except shut up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, trying to develop that filter a little bit.
Yeah, just stop talking some.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. I don't know how funny I am, but I just don't talk. And, like, I hope that if I say something, it's decent and funny. It's probably not most of the time, but...
Well, sure, there's that, but we're used to that.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with not saying something funny. I'm okay with fucking silence.
Yeah. The only thing I'm not okay with is crazy talk. When I say shit that I shouldn't say, and I'm like, oh, that wasn't nice.
I guess, but at the same time, that's fucking whatever.
Yeah. I don't think anybody listens, so that helps a lot.
Yeah.
And if they do, I assume that they realize that it's a humorous show.
Yeah.
And a lot of stupid stuff is said to be funny.
Even if it's truthful, fucking.
Yeah. Well, there's that too.
Whatever.
But if we can blur the line as to what's a joke and what might be reality, then that way, you know, they can be like, oh, well, they were just joking about that.
Fuck them, though. Does it matter?
Not really.
Not really. People have opinions of shit, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
People are crazy, including us.
Exactly. But all the crazy doesn't always line up.
Certainly.
In fact, it never does.
Rarely, yeah. I've been listening to some shows lately. This one. It's called Egghead.com Presents.
Yeah?
I've
heard it's a good one.
To episode 86. And I thought of... I like to think that listeners might think they're going crazy when they're listening to shows, particularly during intros and outros. Like 86, the end of it, I slowed down a lot as it ends. So
really?
Like really slowly going crazy.
I know what you're talking about. Between the music,
The music and then the shit, yeah, either fading in or fading out.
Yeah, and I was going to say the fade in, fade out, and like all of a sudden I'm in the middle of a conversation. Like, wait, what the fuck's going on? Did I miss something? Am I going crazy?
I like to think that listeners may think, with weird intros and outros, that they may be going crazy. Adding goofy audio effects is interesting.
It's interesting to, like, just...
Jesus Christ, what the fuck? How long do they live?
I don't know.
Holy shit. None of them.
I don't know about none of them.
Wow.
There's one he squashed pretty good. Yeah, I don't think that one's got...
Toss him on the floor.
That one does have life in it.
Toss him on the floor. It's gross.
Yeah, they've been freaking me out for a while.
Yeah. What the fuck you put him on the table for?
That one's gone.
Do really people take my jokes seriously all the time? Like my kind of mean jokes?
I hope not.
Am I kind of mean joke with you?
I don't think so. Am like, I mean I'm, joke with you? I think I am.
I don't think so. No, I don't ever feel it.
I
my jokes are typically like, hey, you did something stupid, but at the same time, like don't take offense at it.
Yeah, it's just. Funny. Or
is it red that both of these guys, take smart ass jokes of mine poorly? And I'm being
well, like I think we said, though, I think Joel's was that he had been hanging out with you for 4 or 5 days at that point.
That doesn't help, sir.
You know, 24 hours straight, and it was just one that caught him. Or maybe just something, you know, personally, that's a little rough.
A little close to home.
Admit.
Yeah. What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah. And it probably surprised him.
Whatever. He's doing the same shit, though. He's working kind of in his field. So, fuck him.
Yeah. He is?
Yeah. Well, kind of. I mean, he's in a artsy kind of joint. I don't know if he's doing exactly what I'd like to be doing with a graphic arts degree, but.
I thought he worked close. With you.
Doing, like. 3D videos of, like, 3D rendering videos of training shits.
Oh, all right.
So he's, like, kind of in a graphics...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's close.
I didn't know that. I thought he was wrestling squid.
Nope.
Or cutting leads.
Nope.
Dear God. I might have made it at that job if it wasn't for cutting leads under a microscope. So, but yeah, I would think that anybody that's known you that long would know,
like,
that
I'm kind of being an asshole, but yeah, don't be offended.
It's not that kind of an asshole. I'm just being a funny asshole. It's, And if not, it kind of says something to, like, well, why are you still hanging out with me then if you think I'm such a prick?
That's a good call.
That's kind of your fault at this point.
Out of cigarettes after this one. That's no trouble.
I've got, like, six, I think.
Ouch. Yeah, that sucks. And I, like, granted, you guys are all closer to me than anybody else. Pretty much my life, I think. I, like, that's weird to potentially be putting off that kind of shit.
I guess, but I think that I've known for a long time, I'm just, everybody, well, okay, for, eventually I realized that I was completely misunderstood by everybody in my life.
Certainly.
And then I realized that everybody's completely misunderstood by everybody in their lives.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's just the way it is. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But it's, nobody understands anybody else. They think they do, but really that's just casting their own ideas
perception
upon that
or whatever.
Own.
Yeah.
You know, your own perceptions upon that person. And that's how you perceive them. That's not who they are. Sometimes it's closer than other times, I suppose, but. For the most part, everybody thinks they're somebody else than what other people think they are.
Well said. Fucking shit. I'm going to say bye.
Really?
Hey, man.
That's going to be a weird show. Is that vampire cock?
The, like, nope.
Uh-huh. The last one's vampire cock?
Maybe. You don't want to afford that. Yeah. I actually like the shows where we get deep like that.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Like, that's if it's not funny, I want it to be that.
Right.
Where it's fucking awkward but honest. Like.
Yeah. Well, the awkward is hard to fucking. The awkward, I usually. It's not. I mean, the awkward part of it's kind of difficult. It's like weird and
I don't,
whatever.
When I'm on the show, I don't care about the awkward part.
Yeah, but it's hard for me to get across my viewpoint when I'm trying to discuss the awkward stuff.
Sure.
And it's just kind of hard to find the words most of the time, I think, is what it is.
I just assume that we're not going to... We're pretty positive Bobby's not going to punch us. I'm pretty sure...
Yeah, I've tested that pretty far. I just thought I could get him to punch me, but I guess not.
Hilarious. You give him so much shit. Like, so much shit. I've listened to a couple shows over the past. Like,
really?
So much shit, yeah. It's hilarious.
Well, I feel kind of bad, but...
No, you really do give him a lot of shit.
Well, shit. I don't know
most
what it is.
Most of it's real quiet and subtle, and, like, you don't really notice.
Well, I think because he doesn't hear at least three-fourths of it, because he's still talking. So, and that does drive me nuts, and there's been a couple times this evening where I'm just like, dude.
Yeah, I've been looking over at you like,
fucking settle down.
I think that's, like... A really good, like, heartwarming, interesting conversation where we're, like, really kind of, like he was saying, where next trip of Joel and I's will be 80% better or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're having this discussion about me being an asshole with my jokes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The same kind of deal where it's like, that's just such open, good conversation that I don't know that you normally hear, you know?
Yeah. And then it's cool. And that, if we get more of that out of the show, that'd be excellent. But I guess you got to wait for the moments to come.
Just have Bobby over.
Emotional
big shit,
Bobby.
Dude. Can't imagine you'll actually listen to this, but give me shit.
I think that's the best part of the show is that nobody listens. I assume nobody listens.
I think people listen, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen any sort of stats. Has it ever been downloaded from iTunes?
I think so.
All right, cool.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Yeah.
That fucks with me, man. Forever, I've been... I don't know if I ever
it's
did
interesting
it.
Interesting when you notice it. Didn't like,
well,
oh,
I don't think I ever did it before you brought it
no,
up.
Probably not.
Yeah. I think it's your fault.
Probably. That's kind of... I've thought about that, and that's kind of the funny part of ending any of the phrases. So, like, you're totally going to do it more now.
Exactly. Yep. I don't think I ever did it. And I practiced it a few times that night. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
But I can see how that makes somebody want to slap me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, shut the fuck up.
Setting you on fire.
Beware.
Shit.
Oh, you haven't had access to a ashtray in years, huh?
Sorry. Yeah. This bottle's been working pretty good.
Another semi-new segment, looking for ladies. I'm going to say no little dogs.
No little dogs?
No little dogs.
I think you definitely, that's on your list.
Yeah, no little
dogs.
You're
making a list of what excludes a chick from being
Apparently I am,
at all.
Yeah.
Even just like holding a conversation.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Yeah. Except for that's going to backfire because there's.
No. No, that would
You're
never
probably
backfire.
Right. Okay. God damn
Under
it.
No
okay.
circumstances. Long run. I mean, short term,
okay.
yeah, it could
okay.
backfire.
All right.
Keep you from, you know.
Short term is good.
A hot chick.
Yeah. Okay. Short term's okay.
It could hurt you short term, but long term will never hurt you.
Saying no little dogs.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you. Yep. Short term, I could fuck a chick that's got a little dog.
Right.
A time or two.
Cool. She's hot. Yeah. But long
term. There's some fucking honeys with little dogs. But.
Yeah. And I don't.
Long term, yes. Yeah. I believe you're right. Okay.
If that's not what you're looking for, then definitely that works.
Also, coexist stickers on her car.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I couldn't
that's,
agree more.
That's probably same deal. Short term, I'm okay. Long term, that's a bad idea.
Short term's going to be more painful than the little dog chick, I think.
Because she'll be, like, more emotional and...
Yeah. Yeah. And just downright annoying. Yeah. And that excludes a lot
smell
of
like patchouli
chicks.
And, like...
You know? And I think hippie chicks are a good route to go, but... I don't know. Kind of into the hippie chick thing.
You're saying it's a bad idea long run? Because coexist chick is all right?
No, I'm saying coexist chick, it's not good, not cool.
Okay.
But it's the rare hippie chick that's not willing to have a coexist sticker on her car.
Down with that.
Huh?
I'm down with that. That sounds good.
If you can find a hippie chick that wouldn't, like, no, I'm not
like,
oh,
that's stupid.
That on there. It's
like,
just
no,
queer.
Not coexist.
Yeah. Coexist is fine, but that sticker was
you don't need to say it.
15 years ago, and that's and for 15 minutes. Like, yeah, look, it's made out of different symbols for religions, huh?
All right, so we're on the same page on that one. It's good.
Yeah.
You ever go to weddings?
Yeah.
The rule, and I've discovered this over the course of many years. Always wear a tie. Yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty much every wedding you go to.
Yeah.
I've always, like, every time I get ready for a wedding, like, should I wear a tie? Yes.
Beautiful.